This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Scotland Outdoors Podcast from BBC Radio Scotland.
I love to go wandering along a mountain track, and as I go I sing this song with a knapsack on my back. Fol-de-ree, fol-de-ro, fol-de-ree, fol-de-ro. Come on, you know the chorus, join in. This is the underpass coming out of Cree and Larrick. There was a fair bit of slogging yesterday, to be honest. I was a bit worried about it. And yesterday, there was a middle section from Inversnaid to Inverarnon where, for about 3-4 hours, without a word of a lie, I doubt if I was doing a mile an hour. But the path is really bad. It's very broken, up and down. Slippy, lots of rocks and roots, and frankly I couldn't take my eyes off it. You know, there might have been fantastic things happening out in the loch, I have no idea. So all you can really do is get your head down and slog. But this morning just makes it so worthwhile. The sun hasn't cleared the horizon yet, it's just touching the tops of Ben Moore and Stibinian. Because there was so much rain, there's mists lying in the valley where the river is and up the loch there. And it is, in short, heart-achingly beautiful.
My pathway leads into the west, I'd say it never really ends. And these legs of mine that weren't made to rest, I let them take me where they sent me wandering. As long as I remember, I've been a wandering. January to December, I go wandering.
I'll give you a quick TripAdvisor type thing on Cree and Larrick, just while I think of it. They're used to walkers. You know, I went into the hotel and literally the water was running out of me. And the first thing the guy said was, "We do have a drying room, sir," which they do, and it works. They were perfectly happy, you know, me traipsing in with boots. Nobody was being terribly precious about it. And even this morning, when I went to the local supermarket, really nice folk, and they were asking how I was getting on, and how were my feet, and how important it was to keep your socks dry, and all that kind of thing. Yes, of course, they had blister plasters. And putting them on before you got a blister, yes, that was a really good idea. Folk round about here don't just know about the West Highland Way. They value it. It's part of what keeps their businesses going.
You know, there's life I lead is in my blood. It's not for me to understand. There isn't much I want to take what I will. Where I can, I'm wandering. As long as I remember, I've been wandering.
The path out of Cree and Larrick climbs through this coniferous plantation. And I've got an easier day today. It's only about 15 miles. So from Cree and Larrick up to Tindrum, and then from Tindrum up to Bridge of Orkey. And there's mist in amongst the tree tops here too, and everything's covered in moisture. there's a pine bough straight in front of my face with small cones in it. And at the end of every needle, there's a droplet of water. And if you look closely, the world ahead is reflected upside down in each droplet of water. At the risk of sounding tedious, it's beautiful. It really is. And surprisingly, I am not anywhere near as knackered as I thought I was going to be. I intend meeting up with a gentleman in Tindrum who I'm hoping can answer a question that's been bugging me for some time. Why are there two separate railway lines, and they are separate, as in belonging to different routes, running through Tindrum?
My name is John McGregor. We have two railways here in Strathfillan because once upon a time they didn't speak to each other. They belonged to two separate companies. The line to Oban is the older, and east of Crian Larrach it was closed by Dr. Beeching. So the Oban line now looks like a branch of the West Highland to Fort William and Malick. However, that is not the case. The Oban line was completed in 1880. The line to Fort William and Malick, the West Highland Railway, reached Fort William in 1894, Malick in 1901.
But what was the sort of economic driver behind both of the railroads? Why were they needed?
The Callander and Oban Railway is a cross-country line, a very roundabout route from Glasgow. It's serving as many communities as possible. It's got an outlet to the Western Isles. There's already, you know, a tourist element, Callander, Oban. The West Highland is a later development, following on from a more ambitious scheme, which failed. And it wouldn't have reached Malick without subsidy to carry it onwards from Fort William.
And what, you say it was an ambitious scheme. What was the ambition?
The original scheme that I'm talking about for Fort William and Inverness was the Glasgow and Northwestern Railway, which would have run by the eastern side of Loch Lomond, Blackmount, Glencoe, and through the Great Glen to Inverness.
I mean, it goes through country, which is just stunning. I mean, the next section I'm going to be walking from here up to Bridge of Orkey, you go underneath Bendoran, and it's, I mean, it's just a delight, an absolute delight. I mean, whether you're on foot or whether you're on a train.
Indeed. And on that section, you have the celebrated Horseshoe Curve.
The rivalry between the two railroads, I mean, surely that was just bog-standard economic rivalry. Or was it more personal than that?
There's an element of personalities, yes, but in very general terms, from the 1860s, the two companies, the two parent companies in the background, the Caledonian Railway for the Callander and Oban, the North British Railway for the West Highland, are at loggerheads over much of Scotland.
But having the railway there allowed people to land, you know, heading, for example, at Malick and get it down to London if need be. I mean, it's bizarre and ironic to think that here we are in 2020, our connectivity was better probably back at the end of the 19th century than it currently is.
I think there were winners and losers, as there always, you know, were. I mean, the hope was that fishing in general would be stimulated, that the backward West Coast fishery would catch up with the East Coast. I don't think that ever really happened. Malick grew. Malick became a centre. Buyers, curers, dispatch, as you say, by rail. The downside was that lots of the little fishings in the, you know, West Coast lochs declined. They hoped for railway sidings. There's evidence of petitions, can we have a siding? But in practice, that wasn't economic. So in a curious sort of way, I think it was winners and losers.
gents. Gentlemen, hiya.
Hiya.
I'm doing a programme for BBC Radio Scotland about the 40th anniversary of the West Highland Way, and I've been watching you pair for about 10 minutes. What are you up to, if you don't mind me asking?
We're looking for somewhere where gold might live.
Tindrum, yeah, it's the Klondike of Scotland, isn't it?
Yeah.
Allegedly. We haven't found any yet.
Explain what you are wearing.
Oh, it's a poncho and a Mexican hat.
Yeah, seems to make
I'm
perfect sense.
I'm holidaying at home this year, well, with COVID. This year, it's Mexico.
Are you lads any good at this, or are you just doing it for a laugh?
First go.
First go.
First go.
It's used to be in the countryside, you know. Yeah, not running about too much.
Yeah.
Most of the people here are aiming to be up the Highland Way. It's brilliant. It's beautiful. It's some of the most beautiful countryside. So, people of Glasgow, they've got this on the doorstep, you know.
I know.
A few crumbs.
A few crumbs.
That'll do for me. It's one of those
I've been getting, things. Some blank stares, but Dundee Est. Dundee Est. What's he talking about? I don't know. Dundee Est.
No idea. No
Eldorado. Dundee Est, Eldorado.
Have fun. All right. What are your names, by the way?
Jonathan.
Eric.
Jonathan and Eric.
Yeah.
All right. Nice talking to you both. Thank you.
Happy trails.
Yeah, same to you.
That's the musical voice of the Alt Kinglas. It runs beneath this very imposing hill called Ben Doran. It's about 3,500 feet. It's a bit of a belter, actually. And this is the sound of me polluting the crystal clear waters with my sweaty feet. Ah, it's almost painfully cold. You can understand masochism sometimes. It's so fine. Oh. I think Ben Doran translates as the Hill of the Otter. This has been an absolutely delightful day. It's sunny without being too warm. There's just a bit of chill in the air. I was talking to a lady back in one of the restaurants in Tindrum there, and she was saying she had to scrape the frost off the car windshield this morning. And here I am sitting at the banks of a river underneath some hazel trees, and it just feels like my birthday. We've got a few miles to go, but frankly, I am past caring. This is just lovely. If you are a regular listener to this programme, you will know that my life is terribly, terribly hard. And don't let the production team tell you otherwise. I really wanted to go to Inveroran, which is about another 3 miles further on, but the route is busy, so accommodation's difficult to get hold of. So I've ended up in the Bridge of Orkney Hotel, and I checked in, and they said, oh yes, we've put you in the annex. And I thought, annex? Annex? Anyway, I picked up my bag, humped and grumped my way down the steps around the side of the building, and thought, ooh, those look nice. And it's a series of semi-detached chalets. The rooms are lovely, and they've got this decking area. Each one, you know, patio doors onto the decking area, southwest facing. The sun is going down over the ridge in front of me, and I've got this beautiful view down onto the river and this incredibly quaint little humpback bridge and the trees and the sunlight. And just now, at this precise point in time, this West Highland Way lark isn't half bad. I can cope with this. And we'll have more from the West Highland Way next time on the Scotland Outdoors podcast. Please get in touch with us and tell us where you listen to this podcast, or indeed if you've ever done the West Highland Way or any long distance route in Scotland. You can email outofdoors@bbc.co.uk. I'm Mark Stephen. Thanks for listening.